Psychic Radio. WYCD. HD3 Detroit. KJAQ. HD3 Seattle. WBMX. HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio. And Yahoo Launchcast.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. There are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in higher, fresh states of living and being. Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So this is a call-in show. It is live tonight, May 19th. May is all about making space. So all month long, I'm doing readings for making space in 2010. So give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Tonight, we are discussing how to make space from our beliefs. So beliefs are the one area that requires special attention, as they typically are unconscious. One that seems to limit many people in the belief is the belief that we have to do everything on our own. So this is an example of a belief that we hold. You can see how this is a double-edged sword. It limits us from accepting assistance, and it continues to manifest in our life as a pattern, proving that it is our experience. Yet in the world, we have to stop doing everything on our own. We have to start networking more. We have to start connecting more. And this is how we create the balance and the harmony that we're seeking, not only in our personal but professional lives as well. So we're going to be talking about beliefs. It's a call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. And we do have a couple callers already. So we have Kenny from California. Welcome, Kenny.
Hello.
How can I help you tonight?
Yes, I want to know. I want to know when I'll find Mrs. Wright.
Well, how are you going about that?
I've been getting out, so I just.
You've been getting out. Okay. Yeah. When was the last time you dated?
It's been a while.
Okay. But you are starting to get out.
Yes.
Have you joined any groups for singles?
No.
Okay. Are you just going to the bars?
No, I'm going to the bars.
Okay. Okay. Well, I would recommend at least getting involved in some groups that are single-oriented, which there's lots of great groups out there these days that, you know, are connecting people. And, you know, you can pick whatever, you know, the things that you really enjoy. And often you can find a group that is single oriented that are trying to connect people with, you know, like passions. So I would get yourself out there more in, you know, around the areas that are, you know, geared towards singles. And, but I do see, you know, this summer sort of opening up for you, and I believe that some things are going to be happening. What has been happening in your last relationships?
I haven't really had that many.
Okay. Are you young?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was your parents' relationship like?
Divorced.
Divorced. How old were you when they got divorced?
Two.
Sorry?
Two.
Okay. So pretty young. Okay. So this is kind of the problem, is that you don't have very many examples of healthy relationships, and probably in your early childhood, you got a lot of fighting from your parents before they divorced. So, that's part of it, and that's where beliefs sort of come into the picture, is that we need to start looking at, you know, what are the patterns that are being recreated in your life. So to help you, I would definitely get out into some single groups I mean, obviously your friends probably know you're single. That may or may not, you know, result in a connection for you. But, you know, just letting people know that you're sort of looking, and even if you don't tell people, just with yourself, open yourself up. Because there's really no reason other than you seem to be kind of isolating yourself, and you seem to be very much of, I want to say recluse. Like, you're very private, you're very independent, everything you do seems to be very seclusive, and you need to start opening yourself up and being more available to people. And so look at some of the beliefs that you might have around relationships, and whether they, you know, if you've ever seen an example of a relationship that seems healthy, and from that sort of decide how you would like to have a relationship and what that would look like.
Okay.
So I really would like to hear back from you. My guess is that if you do some of these and you start opening yourself up, you will be in a relationship by the summer.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So at least dating. Don't try to make it the one. Just get yourself out there and just experience some dating. And then as you do that, you will start to know what you would like in a relationship.
All right.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, so the next caller is Latoya from Chicago. Hi, Latoya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How can I help you tonight?
I've been with my baby's father for about 4 years now, and we're having a lot of, like, arguments, and I just want to know if he's the one, or should I look other places?
Right. Okay. Well, how long have you been together?
We've been together like 4 years.
Okay. And what are the fights about these days? Like, what is going on?
Basically, like where he spent his time at, more like so with around his friends, not with our two sons. And, like, his phone and stuff like that.
Okay. So how long has that been happening?
I think for the last year.
Okay. So prior to that, for the first 3 years, was he around a lot more?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would start being really open and honest and trying to find out, you know, what the change has, you know, why the change came about a year ago. Do you have any idea? Has he ever said anything about, you know, do you know what happened around a year ago that
we lost,
started this?
We lost the baby, and due to stress, and he felt like, you know, I was more of the one putting more stress on my life than, you know, than he was. So.
Right. And so this affected you more than it did him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So how are you feeling around yourself now?
I feel happy. I feel okay, but I just want to know, like, should I waste, like, another year or, you know, because I'm 25 and he's 27. And I just want to know, like, I don't want to get too far in and, you know, don't waste my whole life in this with somebody that I'm not compatible with.
Okay, well... The impatience of our youth. you have plenty of time to get in, you know, any type of relationship that you would like. Don't make it about time, because time makes you kind of go crazy. And it's really not about time. It's about, you know, how you're feeling. And if you're not feeling that you're being respected and treated the way you want to, now, understandably, you went through a trauma, and that trauma has created some distance between the two of you. But What I want you to look at is, how do you want to be treated in this relationship? And if he's not able to meet those needs, then, you know, you might want to look at other options. I'm not going to say whether you should or shouldn't, because that really is disempowering. I know that the two of you could work it out, and I also know that if you were to leave, that there would be somebody else for you. But, you know, you have to decide what you want, what you want for you, what you might want for your children, and how important that is to you, and what it all means to you. Because I'm going to guess that both of you probably have had, you know, broken families, and you're not really used to having, you know, healthy relationships. And this is kind of where both of you need to look at, you know, what can you do to create a healthier relationship? One of them is to communicate more. One of them is to respect each other more. And, you know, these are things that you need to look at and decide for yourself, because, you know, men are not the best at communicating, nor are they very good at being available. So you need to be the one that, you know, creates your reality the way you want to. And part of it will be, you know, looking at what you want within your life without the fantasy type relationship that, you know, a lot of youth are looking for, you know, whether it's the one, whether it's their soulmate, whether it's their twin flame. You know, you need to look at what is best for you. And also, because you have two children, what are going to be best for them? But more, it's about what you need, and to look at that and to decide how that's going to impact your life. So I know that the two of you could work it out if that is what you want, or you may find it's too much work and you may want to, you know, break the cords and move on. But it's going to be up to you, and to look at your life and decide what is best for you. Okay. Okay. So let me know what happens and what you decide, and we can help you move forward in the future.
Okay. You have a website?
I do. Intuitivesoul.com.
Say it one more time for me.
Intuitivesoul.com. It's the same name as the show.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay, so we are live on May 19th. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. We're talking about, you know, how to make space from our beliefs. And the example that I give, and I'm going to be sharing pretty much the evening, is, you know, that we have to do everything on our own. So typically this comes from people that have abandonment issues. A lot of times abandonment issues come up in relationships, but they come up in our work environment. They come up everywhere. And it is a issue that a lot of people seem to be working through, because we have this feeling that we are separate. We have this feeling that the world, the illusion of the world is that we are all separate, and our ego keeps that separation from being understood and truly allowing us to move into our own power. So beliefs is really the story that we tell ourselves. And it's our beliefs, our fears, our thoughts, our expectations, and our anxiety. And it's that pattern that continues to play itself out because we continue to believe our story. So we're going to go to break right now. Do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Ellen Todd.
But see, you're the first kid on the block, and you can prove it, because there's similar prototypes, but nothing quite as good as yours.
Yes.
Yours has more than one application.
Yes, my God, you're brilliant.
Hi, it's Tom Force. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide.
reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Imagine.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Would you like to feel better than you've ever felt before? Feel more happiness and joy. Discover your true direction in life. Bring forward your innate potential. The Rising Star Healing System helps you do all this and more. Heal physical, emotional, and psychological issues, release trauma or an illness, and quite simply transform your life. The Rising Star is the most complimentary healing system available today. To find a practitioner and to learn more about the Rising Star can bring to your body, mind, and spirit back into balance, visit my sponsor, www.sq-wellness.com. That's S as in Sam, Q-wellness.com. I'm also a Rising Star practitioner. So, on the break, right before the break, we have been talking about making space from our beliefs. And one of what we're looking at, beliefs, are really, you know, the story we tell ourselves, the story that we sort of designed as children to, that really reflect our beliefs, our fears, our thoughts, our expectations, and our anxieties. And it is the pattern that continues to play itself out. Because we're really powerful creators, our story continues to play and get reinforced by our experiences. So this is a live call-in show. It's May 19th, 2010. Do give us a call at 248 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And again, we are talking about making space from our beliefs. So an example would be, you know, if we have a belief that we have to do everything on our own and we continue to repeat this belief in our experiences, then the world continues to prove to us that this is what we believe, because we chose this belief by the age 7 and the pattern completely repeats itself. We get the confirmation over and over again to prove to us that this is our experience. So we do have a caller. It is Esther from Illinois. Hi, Esther.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for taking my call. And I am Aquarius. And what I wanted to ask you basically is I want to start a business. And basically, I want to do a documentary about people, customer service, a lot of stuff that I want to do. And I want to figure out how to get to the SBA to get the grant and everything started out little by little. How do I bring that in? Because I've always loved people, but where am I going? How do I get there?
Okay.
I know it's a big loaded question.
It's a pretty big loaded question. Okay. Yeah. So where are you right now? Like, what are you doing right now?
Right now I'm trying to, I have a lot of things. I talk to a lot of people, and I visit a lot of places and things, and I observe the customer service, and people are really, like, angry, mad, or they want it now. I think this comes from, you know, and our kids learn from it, but I kind of want to bring the goodness back and let people know customer service, I mean, instead of going in, it's not only just United States, but now it's more international stuff. It's all over the acceptance. So I've done a little bit of work. I did a lot of writing. Now I need to figure out, get it to the public.
Right. Okay. So do you have a website yet?
No.
Okay. Okay. That would be one step.
Okay. I do have a thing. It's Cue Ball Productions, but I just need to figure out how to make the website. And it's not that I can't make it. But I guess I need to sit down and do and make it, which is great.
Right. Yeah. You know, one of the things that you will know when you, you know, start to move into business for yourself is you really can't do everything by yourself. As much as we, and this is kind of how it fits into the show tonight, because that is a belief that a lot of us have, especially Aquarians. And hello, sister, because I know all about that. We want to help the world, but we all think that we have to do it on our own. And so this is one area that you need to really, really, really be conscious of, because we can't do it on our own. Okay.
Right.
So what I see from what it is that you're talking about is that I see you probably going more into the business world and selling your idea and doing training for the customer service people that they already have in their company, so that you would be going there to help people come more aligned with the message they're trying to get out, and to also offer the type of customer service that would assist others to benefit. Now, this could be done via, you know, the wide web, which, you know, could allow you to, you know, still connect with people, and you could probably do, you know, it can be done so many different ways. It could be done over the internet, like a Skype interview with people. It could be done in your town, and you approach, you know, some of the businesses. I would approach some of the leading edge type businesses versus some of the old businesses. Get some businesses under your hat first, before you go into the traditional type business. But, you know, talking to, if you know friends or whatever that are in some businesses, and, you know, connecting with some of those people so that you can get your message out. You might want to connect with, you know, some of the employment agencies as well, to talk to them about, you know, where they would see a need in this area. I mean, it's really wide open, and because it is such a wide open, because this is where you're kind of focused, you're going to want to eventually sort of niche down and pick your perfect market. And so there's so much yet that you haven't decided, and that's okay. But you will, one of the things that I'm going to suggest you look at is this belief that we can do it all on our own, because that will be the one that sticks you over and over again. So I want you to really think about how you can open yourself up and start, you know, building some support from others and around you so that you aren't going to be trying to do it all on your own, because it's almost impossible. And as an entrepreneur, as you know, as most of your life will be, depending on how you do this, you know, from your home, on your computer, you know, you are going to need to have those networks to help you. So you might want to go to, now this is better, you might want to go to some women networking things and events and listen to what some of the people say. And then from that, pick some of the people that you like, that you connect with, and talk to them about your idea. And maybe what you will see as you go to some of these networking events, that there'll be other people that you may connect really well with that will assist you to create a synergy, and that you can all sort of support one another as you build this business of yours. Because it could be really, really big.
Yep.
And
you know what? You have hit the nail on the head, because I just got a call for an interview for a reporter. And maybe I could take that and bring that into play with what I'm doing. And I'm going to take
Absolutely.
The job. I am going to take the job, but thank you, because you connected exactly what I was saying.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it has unlimited potential. And, you know, yeah. You just do need to look at your beliefs so that you don't try to recreate this story of having to do it on yourself. And, you know, and then just start, find a way, find, you know, connect with some people and start building. And let me know, because this is very exciting.
It is. And you're one of the people that I love listening to, because you're so, you're the way that you present yourself over the air is just so relaxing. And that's what draws in people to you. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Let me know.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we are talking about, you know, how to make space from our beliefs. And as I said, you know, this one can be a tricky one, but it really is truly our story. And this pattern does tend to repeat itself. We have lots of confirmation and we have lots of examples in our lives. So we believe, because they are our experiences, that they are true. And this creates that victim mentality that many of us have experienced, where we sort of give up, or we get frustrated, or, you know, the world is out to get us, or somebody else has done something and they're at fault. And so we get that confirmation over and over again. And so it proves to us that this is our experience. And when we believe this, then we continue to have the experience that prove that we have to do everything on our own, whether it's at work, at home, or in our relationships. We tend to do all the work if we believe this specific belief. And, you know, and if we do try to engage someone to help us, they usually fall short of our expectations. We then get frustrated, and because we believe they don't know what they're doing or being able to do it well enough. And so then we ended up taking it over, even though we'd already delegated it to them, because it wasn't good enough. So again, this is a belief that we have, but it is break time. You are listening to Intuitive Soul in the Sky Psychic Radio. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. This is The Sky, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force. Let us know how we're doing. 248-545-7685. Log on. NewSkyRadio.com. 24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. Awaken the extraordinary. Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Now, CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is helping you master a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling, by looking at our relationships, from our relationship with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week, every Wednesday night, right here, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show. I'll answer your questions live and intuitively. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. So it is May. We are discussing how to make space for our beliefs. It is a live call-in show, and it is the 19th of May. So give us a call. I'm waiting for your calls at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So we've been talking about, you know, how to make space from our beliefs, and this pattern that we create, this story that we create, and how if we are following this example that I've given, that we believe that we have to do everything on our own, then we have all of these, all of our experiences showing this. And then even though, you know, someone may ask or want to help, we often get proof through our experiences that something will happen. And it also, we may, you know, for a while, have shifted this belief, and you know, we get into a network or a group, and we know that this is really powerful. So when that happens, you know, we get really excited, and we know that things can happen and that others are helping, and you can move forward much quicker. And you know, someone may offer to promote and work with you, but because we still may hold the belief that we have to do everything on our own, the new paradigm shift where everybody was helping and you were part of this group, will only be realized for, you know, sometimes it's a few weeks, a few months, it may even be a couple of years until our unconscious once again starts to have some experiences that begin to prove that we do have to do everything on our own. So we get abandoned, we feel alone, and then likely we push away what we're wanting because we know it is just a matter of time before our old story, our old belief comes back into our experience. So how do we make space for our story? How do we shift these beliefs, fears, thoughts, expectations, and anxieties? This is a call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. I guess, you know, the first thing we have to do to make space for this story is to become aware of the beliefs that we hold and what the story is that you tell yourself. And all you have to do is to look at your life to know what they are, because they are the repeated experiences that you have with the emotional reactions that you experience. They usually make you feel like a victim. You worry about repeating them. You worry about ever changing your situation. You think about them all the time. So they continue to appear like magic to repeat what you believe, what your story is. Once you're aware, once you know what they are, then you have to script a new story, or you embrace the story, accept it, and allow it to dissolve. Writing a new story means that you look at your story, everything you seem to believe you attract in your life, the story you tell people about your life, your circumstances, and then you write a new one. That is why so many people write affirmations. You basically write from the now, so it's always begins with I am, and it should be in the positive. So I am supported by a network of friends that work with me to create my reality. I am creating right now infinite possibilities of, and you finish that. What are you wanting? Now, is it support, love, financial freedom? It's often better to choose a quality versus a thing, because things tend to be achieved and then the quality is lost. Because things don't make you happy, and things are always outside of ourselves. So feeling joy makes you happy, and it has to come from the inside. It's not dependent on someone outside of you or things outside of you. It seems we have a instant feedback, and it's from Reynold in Chicago. And his question is, he's been second-guessing his decision to change jobs recently. Can you tell me if I made the right decision? Is success in my future? Okay, so you've changed jobs recently. I will promise you that you were probably miserable and required some sort of change, which is why you did this. People don't usually just up and make changes in their lives without being semi-pushed into it. Now, the question is not whether you're second-guessing it, because that's probably pretty normal, but the question is, were you able to shift some of the reasons why your last job wasn't working for you? Were you able to identify and become really clear about why you were wanting to have a change in the first place? So looking again at your beliefs around, you know, why did you do this? If you just did it because you needed, you know, a new change, and most people don't ever do that, but, you know, a lot of times if it's a pattern, if we go from job to job to job, then it could be. We don't generally like to change jobs unless necessary, because we are creatures of habit. So chances are, and I know that it was a good decision, but chances are you're just falling back into some of the old beliefs and the old paradigm shifts that you had started to change when you decided to change your job. And that's what I'm feeling around you. So it's not so much that, you know, you made the wrong decision, because you didn't make the wrong decision. You definitely made the right decision. And now you just need to look at all of those voices in your head that are telling you that you didn't, and that, you know, you may not find success. And what I'm going to suggest to you is look around what your definition of success means. Look around, like your beliefs in the areas within your life as to, you know, the different choices that you've made, especially around career and especially with regards to what success means to you. And I want you to look at those definitions, because from that you will find some of the beliefs that are starting to nag at you because you haven't quite gotten all of the facts yet. You haven't quite become aware of certain reasons you've made some of these decisions. It is a good decision. You will be successful. What success means to you and what it means to me may be very different. So look at what success means to you. You certainly will be much happier, and it's feeling very much more independent than where you were before. And I'm really liking the energy of this place. It's just that the ego and the fact that you've made these changes, because it's been, they're starting to creep into you again, because it's often the way it is when we have patterns and when we have these stories that we've written. So I would just, instead of worrying and allowing your mind to take over, I would really start to focus on why you changed, what you're wanting to achieve, and what that will look like. So be really clear about, you know, what are the things. But I would, again, look at qualities in your life versus necessarily a financial figure, or because freedom, for example, may mean different things to different people. But freedom, if you achieve freedom, because that's what you want to achieve, that will always be around finances. If you want joy, you can't be joy and poor. You know, these are things that are qualities around us, and it's more a vibration that you radiate than it is necessarily a thing that you achieve. So look at what you've done and then take that time and really, really think about what it is that you're wanting to bring into your life. And what these definitions mean to you. But it really is a matter of looking at those voices, because those voices are often something that are telling us our story, and allowing yourself to move in the directions that you're wanting. But I feel really positive about this move that you made, and I do honestly believe that you will have success. And so again, look at what your definition of success means and work towards that. But I do like this. So stop second guessing, stop letting the worries and the doubts pop into your mind, and just get it back into yourself and into what it is that you're wanting to create. Because I know that you can do this, and I think you'll be very happy when you've sort of settled a bit more and not allowed those voices to take over. Okay, so thanks for writing us, Reynolds. All right, so again, we're looking at making space for our beliefs. We are going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Across the Veil with April Lugo.
Join April Lugo each Tuesday night at 7 for Across the Veil. Across the Veil is a show that promises to be a unique experience as April connects and communicates with those who are across the veil. April receives guidance and wisdom from the ancients, angels, masters, teachers, and guides, as well as hearing messages from those who have preceded us across the veil, family, friends, and loved ones alike. The program is an excellent opportunity for you to hear from those who are across the veil. April will be answering questions and giving insight. That's the main reason for the program. Across the Veil at 7 Tuesday on the Sky.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com. The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy, helping you instead to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, and true self, and restoring balance. This often results in fresh, higher states of living and being. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here on the Sky Psychic Radio. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. So this is a live call-in show, May 19th. Tonight we are discussing how to make space from your beliefs. Do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So before the break, we were talking about writing a new story. And the other thing that you can do is to embrace the story, accept it, by accepting it, that will dissolve it, or it will move you towards dissolving. And this is what a lot of therapists do. Once you know what it is, then you basically embrace it and accept it. That means not laying blame on someone else that you know did it to you or can't forgive because of your last experience. This person seemed to be the unraveling of your story. The person who did it to you hurt you. So you need to start to learn how to take responsibility. And that, again, does not mean blaming or feeling guilt about what's happened in your life. It doesn't mean putting then the guilt and blame on yourself, because it's not about that. It's about us growing and learning. And so everything in our life, we need to learn what taking responsibility means. And basically that means you have the ability to create your own story. So taking responsibility is actually freeing. And I know that responsibility is not given that definition when we think about it through the way responsibility has been delegated or used to control and manipulate us in the past. So it is definitely a shift in our understanding and definition of what responsibility means. But if you create everything to experience it because you believed it and chose to experience it so that you could grow both physically, mentally, and spiritually, then the pain often has to be big enough to shake us out of our story, out of our sleep, so that we can remember who we are and create a better story. So that all of this pain that we think, you know, is so debilitating, and the story that keeps repeating itself, is really one that we asked to work with so that we could really get it this life. So it's something that we want. And only we only want it if it allows us to create a better story, if it allows us to wake up. And so often, we have to learn how to accept our pain, accept our beliefs, our story, the fears, the thoughts, the expectations, and the anxieties that we often are associated with this story that we've created. Not as our biggest problem and our worst nightmare, but the thing that broke the camel's back. It's the greatest gift in our life because it was painful enough to wake you up and to remind you who you are, to grow, to learn, to heal. It is our experience. So, you know, it isn't who we are. This thing that happens, this story, this repeated pattern isn't who we are. It's just what's happened to us. It's just an experience. And so we have to accept it as just an experience. It doesn't have a negative or a positive. It's there. So feel into your pain, feel into your struggle and your deepest fears and the emotions that they emit. You know, through feeling it and accepting it, you can embrace it. And through embracing it, which means loving it, loving who we are right now, no matter where we are in our life, no matter how far away we are from our dreams, loving ourselves will help to dissolve all of the issues we're working on. It's our way to become authentic, to truly see who we truly are within ourselves. Being authentic doesn't mean that we're not going to be sad or angry or frustrated. In fact, if anything, it allows us to experience those again like we did when we were children, when we had temper tantrums, when we, you know, were able and allowed to have those experiences. Because often what's happened is we've been controlled to be who we are right now. We've been told to show a different face, to be a different person so that people would love us. But what that's done is that it's buried who we are so far and deep within ourselves that we have to unbury us. We have to dig deep and find that place within our heart that expresses all that we are and that true beauty that shines through. And so then you can start to wake up, and then the pain will be dissolved and you will have no more fear in the story. And so this is why, again, a lot of people use affirmations. For some it works, for others it doesn't. For some, you know, affirmations are amazing. For others, it's about embracing the story, learning how to embrace it, learning how to accept it, and that dissolves it. So it really depends on what type of person you are, whether you're very, very much a mental person and you like to understand. Although often what happens when we really try to understand is that we're going back into the ego. And it's the ego that has this greater control over us, because it's the ego that keeps us from wanting to grow. It's really truly there to protect us. Our ego is not a bad thing, you know, because we have a lot of strength in our positive ego, and we can identify from our negative ego the areas that we need to change. So it's, you know, people have been giving ego a bad rap. We need it. If we didn't have ego, you know, we wouldn't even want to get up in the morning. So there are many benefits, and it's really about learning how to shift our perspectives and learning how to understand our story so that we can make a different story, so that we can create a different story that will allow us to achieve all the greatness that we know is within us, and to allow our star to shine brightly. You know, it's such a gift when we can start to wake up and experience who we truly are, and not experience the life that we think we're living and the one that we've created that's full of pain and full of sorrow and full of anger. So this is what I invite you every week to start to look at, you know. And so, you know, I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com, and I do encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site. Tomorrow night, we have femalepreneurs.com, which is the innovative coach, Jan Marie Dore. I'm also going to offer for a free email reading to the third person who registers on my website. So if you are the third person to register on my website, you will get a free email reading from me. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.